listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
It's that time already. This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Now, you may sell books or music or publications, and if you do, chances are you're familiar with USPS's Media Mail class. For those who aren't, Debbie Weider is here now to share with us its pros and its cons. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the book kiosk. You might think from that name that she sells books on occasion, and you might be right, and that's why she knows all about Media Mail. So all one word, by the way, the book kiosk. Debbie, since you sell a lot of books, do you offer Media Mail as a shipping option?
I do, and I would love to share an example this morning where I didn't even have to use Media Mail. We got a message at 9 o'clock last night. A buyer asked, can I pick up this 25-volume set of books from you? He lived an hour away. I said, hey, we're going to be in your area tomorrow morning. So this morning we met him in the parking lot at Safeway, gave him the books, and the reason he bought my books was because he's a train enthusiast. He was on eBay last night looking for trains. He came up on an awesome history book, clicked on it. My set of books showed up underneath the bottom, and he bought a set of books from me that he was not even looking for. So I just want to say thank you, eBay, for how you do your search.
Was it books about trains?
No, it was the Old West. It's a Time Life set of cowboys and Indians, and there must be a train in it somewhere.
Wow.
So it was just awesome. So I want to say thank you.
So you used Debbie Mail instead of Media Mail on that one.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. And he was the nicest guy. I feel like we have a new friend now. Just very nice guy. Aww.
So what makes Media Mail so attractive?
Saving money. And that's it. That's the only reason, is saving money. You could mail 70 pounds of books for $37.85 Media Mail versus $130 Retail Ground or $138 Priority. So that's why people use it. It's because it saves money. It's slow, so it's not a fast, you know, class for shipping. So that's it, saving money.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. So what else? I mean, we think of Media Mail, we think of media, we think of books.
DVDs, maybe.
DVDs. What are some of the other examples of things that you can send legally or within the rules at USPS for Media Mail?
Okay, books that have at least 8 pages, printed music and test materials, video and sound recordings, and even player piano rolls are classified as sound recordings. Printed educational charts, medical loose leaf pages and binders, computer readable media. So I do VHS and DVD because those come under video and sound recordings. But people need to understand video games and computer drives and digital drives do not qualify for Media Mail. I think video games used to, but they do not now. So don't even think about that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Could you combine a shirt with a book and ship them via Media Mail? I'm always looking for.
No. Never. Because they are inspectable. They have the right to open your Media Mail no matter how good it's packed and closed. In the postal, if they have any doubt, maybe there's something rattling or something that makes them think, they're going to open it, inspect it. And from what I understand, they will forward that on to your buyer at a priority mail rate. So you're probably going to get a negative enough and have to pay the over. You know, now they're back charging us on shipping, you know, if we underpay. So, no, you don't ever want to mix anything in there at all.
So you mentioned that you mentioned that it took a little longer.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've got some stats here. So it can take 8 days from the West Coast to the East Coast versus 2 days for priority, or what about 4 or 5 days for first class? 6 days from California to Washington, and we're both on the same West Coast. And then Hawaii from California can be 11 days, and Alaska can be 14. And those two states are affected by the limited availability of transportation. So sending Media Mail off to those two is just, you know, it's crazy. So I only use Media Mail when I really have to. Like this, you know, a heavy, heavy set of books. I will even spend up to an hour before trying to get books into some kind of flat rate box so I can avoid media mail because I want my buyers to have their books quick. And if it's an expensive book, say $100, even if I have to eat some shipping, I will send that priority because I want that book in their hands fast.
So how much would that, those books cost you by priority?
Oh my gosh. The set we did today, would have probably been about 100 pounds. Of course, you know, it's local because we were only an hour apart.
Right.
So that could have been maybe 50 because same zone. But yeah, it's that I would never ship those. Those would only go media mail. My heavy sets of books only go media mail. And it's a 70 pound limit, which is pretty good. But what I do is I do them like in 35 pounds. So I'll take that big heavy set and ship it into. Who can lift a 70-pound box of books off their porch?
Really?
And I don't want the books to get destroyed if the box is too heavy and someone drops it. So I split those into two and maybe sometimes even a third box. I'll split it up into three shipping so they can, you know, lift their books when they get there.
So you mentioned one downside is that, you know, it takes longer. Are there other downsides to using media mail?
Well, probably the only other downside is, as you mentioned before, is mixing something together. So let's say somebody bought some books from me, and then they bought a shirt, like you said. Typically, if it's other items, you can combine shipping and, you know, probably save your buyer or yourself shipping costs, but you can't do that with media mail. So you cannot combine. So that would be probably the only other benefit is being able to combine transactions, but you can't do that. So really, the only upside is saving money.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Well, so can I ship a magazine by media mail?
Well, they don't allow any advertising. And, you know, you can go on. No advertising. No.
So magazines have advertising.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And even some books, the anime books, the manga anime books, they even have some in there. And I didn't really think about that. I got away with it.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned it, so from now on, I'll be really careful. There are rules. If you go Google USPS media mail and really read them, because I have a lot of stuff printed out, it's too much to mention, but really understand how it works. Now, some say vintage magazines, they will ship media mail. I don't take the risk. If I'm going to sell magazines, I'll put them in a box flat, or a flat rate padded or a priority if it's the medium. If it's a big stack of magazines, I just don't like to mess with my buyers.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I just find I have some old Fortune magazines from the 30s. None of those adverts are even.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Some of these books wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be any advertisement. The ones that are in it wouldn't even be there anymore.
Yeah. None of those companies
even
exist.
You know, every once in a while, there's a cranky postal clerk out there somewhere that might open that box and go, whoops, advertising. So, you know, I just choose to be safe.
Okay.
Well, I don't blame you. So it says at least 8 pages, books.
Yep. Yes.
So you can't have a little pamphlet, which seems silly to me. Seems silly to me.
And anyway, a little pamphlet, you'd want to ship first class. You know, anything 16 ounces and under. I don't do a lot of first class with my books because I ship my books, even a little one, in a box. The corners and the dust jackets and the edges can get so ripped. And I hear so many stories of people mailing books and not put them in a box, and the buyer gets them and they're destroyed. So I'm very careful. Now, if I can fit it in a box into a padded flat rate envelope, then I'll ship it that way.
Yeah.
But I don't do a whole lot of first class. And I don't sell just one little book that's maybe $10. It's not worth my time. So I do a lot of sets and more expensive books.
Cool.
Printed educational reference charts. Okay.
Yes.
How often would one need to do? Well, you could sell those, I guess.
Printed like
objective test materials and their accessories. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that most of us probably wouldn't be shipping, but that's why I say go on the website and really understand so you don't get in trouble and get your buyer. Because the bottom line is that I don't care if the post office is mad at me. I don't want my buyers looking at me negatives or having to pay more money.
So one book, of course, you send media mail.
Well, it depends on the weight. You know, and the cost, like I said, if it's an expensive $100 book, I'm going to get it to them quickly. I don't want to wait for media mail. And Hawaii and Alaska, if possible anyway, because, you know, with the large game board flat rate box, I can fit a set of 10 or even more books in that long box that won't fit in a large, the square one. So anytime I can, and regional A boxes too, when I can save, or I can feasibly ship at priority, I will do that for my buyers, even if I have to eat some shipping.
Okay, now this has been written wrong, and user unfriendly. Media mail packages may not contain advertising, period. Comic books do not meet this standard, period. What does that mean about comic books?
Yeah, what is, comic
does
books
that
don't...
mean? It's what it says. Comic books do not meet this standard.
I don't understand.
They must allow them.
They don't allow them?
Allow them?
You think they could word it so it was more, because what I'm seeing is, repeat the first sentence again, Lee. It says,
media mail packages may not contain advertising, period.
Right.
Comic books do not meet this standard, period.
That could actually be read as comic books don't meet this, the requirement. Or it could also mean comic books are excluded. It's not clear enough. I agree with Lee. But
yeah,
that's
why I err on the side of I won't ship a medium mail. I just be safe.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know.
Well, so what kind of books do you combine to make bundled lots attractive to your buyers?
I'll do children's chapter books. You know, there's a lot of sets of kids' books. And even if I don't have any kind of set, if I don't have a complete set, I'll still put them together. Maybe it's a half a set. Educational romance paperbacks, books by same author. So maybe I've sold Star Wars. It's not the same series, but it's still Star Wars and it's still close enough. So I'll put all those together. So I try to put as many together that makes sense as I can to give the buyers a good value.
Thank you, Debbie. We learned a lot today.
Debbie, thank you so
Media
much.
Mail.
This segment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, Aventura Venture. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for. And that's just laws for starters. Worth Point also offers a detailed catalog of makers' marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of Worth Point right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to worthpoint.com.